From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Powerful winter storms are hammering the upper Midwest and Pacific Northwest, causing at least four weather-related deaths. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports Washington State is seeing record-high winds and rains. Blowing snow has caused authorities to close scores of roads and highways in several Midwestern states.
There are blizzard warnings in parts of eastern Iowa, southeastern Wisconsin, northwestern Illinois, and northern Michigan. The storm dropped nearly 2 feet of snow in Minnesota. More than 1,000 flights have been canceled in Chicago. Parts of Interstates 80 and 50 were closed in Illinois. State officials in Wisconsin are urging drivers to stay off of the roads as snow is hampering visibility. Heavy rains threaten severe flooding of some rivers in western Washington and Oregon. The National Weather Service anticipates 6 inches or more of rain in the Cascade Range and Olympic Mountains. Amtrak service between Portland and Seattle has been suspended. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.
The roof of the Metro Dome in Minneapolis collapsed under the weight of heavy snow on Sunday. No one was hurt when the inflatable top fell, but the Minnesota Vikings at New York Giants game had to be moved to Detroit's Ford Field. It will be played on Monday night. Doctors say Richard Holbrook remains in critical but stable condition overnight after undergoing another operation on Sunday to improve his circulation. The 69-year-old diplomat collapsed at the State Department on Friday. On Saturday, doctors at George Washington University Hospital performed more than 20 hours of heart surgery on Holbrook to repair his torn aorta. He is President Obama's special envoy to Pakistan and Afghanistan. The president and his wife Michelle say they're praying for Holbrook. Defense officials in South Korea say more naval drills will begin on Monday. From Seoul, Dwali Saikau Tao reports the exercises are expected to last a week.
The military maneuvers are reportedly scheduled in at least 27 locations off South Korea's coast. State media reports the five islands along a disputed sea border with North Korea are not included in this new round of exercises, but army officials say that could change early in the week. South Korea says the military drills were scheduled before North Korea's shelling of Yongpyeong Island last month. Meanwhile, North Korea sent its foreign minister to Russia this weekend. Before departing from Moscow, Park Ui-chun told Russia's Interfax news agency North Korea made the right choice in strengthening its defenses with a nuclear deterrent. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikau Tao in Seoul.
Rescue crews from South Korea and New Zealand are frantically searching for 17 sailors in the Antarctic Ocean after their fishing boat sank on Sunday in freezing waters. Five are confirmed dead. 20 crew members were rescued by a nearby fishing boat. Authorities don't know what caused the ship to sink. No distress call was sent. This is NPR News. The Prime Minister of Sweden is urging calm after Saturday's terrorist attack on a busy shopping street in Stockholm. Fredrik Reinfeldt calls the attack unacceptable, but is calling on Swedes not to jump to any conclusions. He's reminding people that Sweden is an open society that encourages people of different origins to live peacefully side by side. One person was killed and two others were slightly injured. An audio file sent to a Swedish news agency just minutes before the blast talked about jihad. A hardline Islamist leader was freed from his Israeli prison on Sunday after serving a 5-month term for assaulting a policeman. Shira Frankel in Jerusalem reports the man was released from a prison in central Israel.
Sheikh Raed Saleh was greeted by hundreds of his supporters outside Israel's Ayalon prison, where he gave a speech claiming that he was the victim of persecution for his political stance against the state of Israel. Saleh also denied charges that he assaulted an Israeli border policeman and spat in his face in a February 2007 incident. Israeli authorities initially sentenced Saleh to 9 months in prison, but reduced his sentence following appeals from his lawyers. Saleh is estimated to have thousands of followers of his radical wing of the Islamic movement. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel in Jerusalem.
Japan says it may deploy Patriot Advanced Capability 3 interceptor missiles at air bases across the country as part of a new defense plan to be unveiled later this month. The Japanese Defense Force has also planned to add submarines to its fleet, already patrolling the seas off Okinawa in southern Japan, where it's battling China over disputed territory. Asian shares are higher today. Investors are relieved China didn't raise its interest rates. Japan's Nikkei index rose 0.1%. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.